China is ruled by a communist party that believes in neither God nor religion, but that isn't stopping the Chinese government from trumpeting certain religious beliefs. Last month, Chinese President Xi Jinping went to the hometown of Confucius, and Xi declared that the ideas of the 6th century sage can play a positive role in China's development today. The World's Matthew Bell recently traveled to Nanjing, a prosperous city in eastern China, and he paid a visit to a place that's popular with those seeking assistance from a higher power.
The park around Xuanwu Lake is a tranquil oasis in Nanjing City, a place for a long stroll through the trees or a paddleboat ride with the skyline as a backdrop. There's another well-known spot here. It's a small hilltop shrine built in memory of a Taoist scholar and mystic named Guo Pu. He's a famous writer and fortune teller whose luck ran out when he failed to impress a Chinese warlord with his predictions. The warlord had Guo killed, but a spot where his clothes are said to be buried is now a protected heritage site. At the top of a stone staircase, interpreter Joyce Zhang and I reach the shrine, and we are greeted by a middle-aged guy in big glasses and a simple gray pajama-like outfit. He says he's from Shaolin Temple, one of China's most famous monasteries. And if anyone can explain to me why Chinese people are coming here to seek a little divine intervention, this is my guy. But all he wants to do is foist a pair of cheap wooden bracelets at Joyce and me.
He's a monk?
No, if he is a monk, he's not a qualified monk.
He's just trying to get money from people?
Yes.
The shrine is surrounded by trees draped in hundreds of red ribbons. They're about 2 feet long, and they've got messages written on them in black magic marker. This is why people come here. They buy a ribbon on sale nearby for about $3 each, write a personal message, and then hang them in the trees near the shrine. Some would call this simple superstition. But many Chinese people would say they believe in some kind of higher power, whether or not they consider themselves religious. We bump into Pan Yuan. She's a 22-year-old who works in a shop, and she's here for the first time.
I just want to come and make a wish, and I heard from my friends that after you hang it in here, oftentimes they come true, so I want to try.
Pan has two wishes written on her red ribbon. One, safety for her parents, and two, business success for her boyfriend. These are pretty common themes, we find out, as Joyce reads what's written on some of the other ribbons hanging nearby.
This one is wishing for their parents to be healthy, and his mother to become more and more pretty, his father to become more and more handsome. Hope my business will boom, and everything will go well and according to my wish. This one is wishing for a woman and her boyfriend or husband to always be together happily.
Most of the ribbons here are apparently hung by women, though we do notice one put up by a man who's looking for a bride, and he's thoughtfully included his phone number on it. The practice seems to have a lot to do with traditional Chinese beliefs that go hand in hand with Taoist and Buddhist practices. But Huang Xiaoying, who describes herself as a Christian, sees her red ribbon wishes as an extension of her own faith. Huang is visiting from out of town. She's a 24-year-old saleswoman for Mary Kay Cosmetics. The bright splash of purple in her hair matches her dress and tights. Huang tells me she's getting married next spring, and her specific wish is for 20 pink cars driven by her colleagues to be part of the motorcade on her wedding day. A pink private car, she explains, is a symbol of success at her company. And seeing that many of them driving through her hometown in honor of her wedding, now that would bring glory to her whole extended family. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Nanjing.